Welcome to Taking Care of Your Business, ideas for leaders who are humble, hungry, and smart. I'm going to talk about an essential leadership skill. Great athletes have it, and so do great military leaders and great spiritual leaders. It's the ability to get perspective in the midst of action. For the elite athlete, it's the uncanny ability to play the game and simultaneously to see the whole field of play. For the brilliant military leader, it's the capacity for reflection, even in the fog of war. And for spiritual leaders, it's contemplation in the midst of action. Walt Whitman called it being both in and out of the game. And in a classic article from the Harvard Business Review, it's called going up to the balcony. I think of it as the horizontal and vertical dimensions of leadership, and you need both. The horizontal dimension is all the stuff you have to do. It's putting your head down and getting it done. The vertical dimension is lifting your head up and asking, what's really going on here? For most leaders, the vertical dimension is the hard part. It requires taking yourself out of the flurry of activity, if only for a moment. It's being able to see yourself as part of the overall patterns in your business, both good and bad. Learning how to see ourselves more objectively is why the vertical dimension of leadership is so difficult. It's a skill, and like any skill, it can be learned, but it takes practice. Here are a couple things you can do to practice this skill. Next time you're in a meeting, practice switching roles. Don't be the CEO or the owner or whatever role you actually play. Imagine being someone else in the room who is observing you. Another thing you can do at meetings, after you speak, push your chair a few inches away from the table to provide a little distance as a tangible reminder to become an observer. And then observe what's happening as it's happening. Finally, go for a walk in the middle of the day. Better yet, get out of town. Vistage has been studying high-performing leaders for over 60 years, focusing on what they do differently. At the top of the list is that they practice the vertical dimension of leadership. We do this by spending one day a month with trusted peers, where we can ask, help me to see more objectively what's going on in this situation in my business. And your peers in the room will actually tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. How are you practicing the vertical dimension of leadership? Thanks for joining. Until next time, I'm Jeff Oak.